Psalms chapter number 11 this morning. It is a joy to be here in the house of the Lord. I want to tell the devil he's a liar this morning. And the father of it lets me know he's really good at telling lies. Because he's the father of it. Psalms chapter number 11. We pick up the psalmist David this morning. By the way, if you'd like to use the nursery, 3 years old and down, they'll meet you in the foyer with your child. Be glad to assist you in that. Amen. Maybe you can focus on preaching. I think after they get 3 years old, you ought to discipline them, tear up their little tail, make them behave in the church house, and get them under the preaching and the moving of the Spirit of God. We need the Lord. I'm for old-fashioned church. I'm not compromising. I'm not liberalizing. I'm not even communizing. I'm going to stand on the Word of God. This morning, Psalms 11, the psalmist David has been anointed king. Saul, the Bible said, an evil spirit came upon him. He disobeyed God. God has took the kingdom from Saul and given it to David. We pick up now in David's writings in Psalm chapter number 11. I love David's writings. He's a man that I can relate to. He was a man's man. You knew what side that he stood upon. Psalms 11 verse 1. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string. Watch this, that they may privily or privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold His eyelids and try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doeth behold the upright. You may be seated this morning. Father, we bless You. We thank You for the time together at the house of God. Lord, how good You've been to us. We want to thank You. Lord, thank You we still live in the land of the free. Thank You for the men, the women that have given their lives that we may have this freedom this morning to gather together in this assembly to worship our God in spirit and in truth. Father, thank You for sending Your Son to pay the ultimate price for my sin and the sins of this whole world. Now I pray, O Lord, I pray You'd help me to be a blessing to the people of God this morning. I pray there'd be one here lost, You'd convict them in their heart of their sin. Help us to preach right this morning. Give us power and authority in the Word of God. I need You, I pray this morning. Help our Bible schools that starts this week. Touch the lives of the little ones. Touch all the teachers and help them. God, I want to pray for our nation today and our president. You've told us to pray for him in Your Word of God. Now I pray for those in the leadership of this nation. God, in the leadership of our church, I pray, oh God, You'd help us. And ultimately, You'd get the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. I'd like to deal with a Bible question this morning found in Psalms 11 in verse number 3. It is a great question. The Bible said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? This morning in David's writing, you'll notice, first of all, in verse number 1, we see David's absolute confidence. David's absolute confidence. He said, in the Lord put I my trust. You know, there's a lot of folks here I've got trust in. But at the end of the day, we're all just flesh and blood. We're all just skin, muscle, and bone. There's not anybody here that could do good enough to go to heaven. And I'm glad God sent His Son to pay the price for me and you. There are good people in this congregation this morning. People that I trust and people I confide in. People that I love very much. But I've noticed in David's writings, we see his absolute confidence. His confidence was in a person, not in a people. For he said, in the Lord. May I ask you today, do you have your trust in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? In this day of uncertain times, we must realize not only did David have an absolute confidence, but we, the people of God, the blood-washed band, we that are written down yonder in the Lamb's Book of Life, we must have a confidence that is absolute this morning. And it's absolute in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, in the Lord put I my trust. Not only in the person, but you'll notice it was personal. He said, I am going to trust the Lord. I ask you today, who are you trusting in? What are you trusting in? David said his trust was in a person. His trust was personal. But thirdly, his trust was very passionate. He simply said, I will put my trust in the Lord. We ought to have passion in what we do. I believe the Bible teaches us in whatever we do it to the full extent. We do it for the honor and the glory of God. This morning when this choir was singing, and I enjoy good scriptural singing, I appreciate them putting their heart, their soul, and their mind in their singing. Can I tell you, when we come to the house of God, we ought to put the grills by the wayside. We ought to put the events by the wayside and realize if it wasn't for blood of Calvary, we'd all be on our way toward hell. But I'm glad one day God sent His Son. We ought to have a passion about us and realize the Lord is our help this morning. David's absolute confidence. Secondly, David's advised counsel. David was having a hard time in the world that he was living in. Matter of fact, this world has been crazy. This world has been heretic a long time. And so David found out that he had an absolute confidence, but we also see that he had an advised counsel. Look what they told him. He said, how say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? You see, in this advised counsel, somebody had told David, it's not worth standing. Tuck your tail and run. Can I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if there's ever been a day and an hour in which mankind has lived, it's time that God's people stand up. Under the blood-stained banner, the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's not time to tuck tail and run. It's time to stand and proclaim that the Lord's on our side. And if you're on the Lord's side, you're on the winning side. For there's nobody like the Lord in this day and in this hour. We see David's advised counsel. Flee to the mountain and run. There's been times I've wanted to flee to the mountain and run. But I've noticed every time that fear rises in my heart. It's not from the Lord unless it's godly fear. And by the way, the United States of America, they've lost the fear of God in this land. Hey, we need to get back to the fear of God in this nation this morning. I've noticed when fear comes, oh, fear comes many times. It makes me want to run and hide away. But I'll remind you today, if the Lord be for you, who can be against you? We see David in his absolute confidence. We see David in his advised counsel. He said, how say you to my soul? Flee as a bird to the mountain. David said, it's no time to run, it's time to stand. This morning, God has put you where you are for a reason. Not for us to run and hide in caves and in dens, but to stand up and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Today, we see in this text of Psalms 11, there's David's absolute confidence. I'm going to trust the Lord. There's David's advised counsel. Run, flee the mountain and hide. But thirdly, you'll notice in David's time, there was an advanced corruption. The Bible said, verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I want to show you something in verse number 2 on this advanced corruption. For lo, the wicked bend their bow and they make ready. They make their arrow upon the string that they may proudly shoot, watch, not at the upright in their head, but the upright in their heart. You know the reason many times in our lives when we're not going for God, the arrows, we've allowed them to stab us in our heart. Our heart has bled out for the things of God, and no longer do they believe to the children of God of what that they used to believe. The devil always aims at your heart. And therefore, we need to guard our heart. We need God to guide our heart. The Bible says the heart is desperately wicked and who can know it? You better not always follow your heart. You better follow your Bible. The Word of God, for it is right. The heart is desperately wicked. If I followed my heart at times, I'd be on the wrong trail this morning. But I read the Word of God every day. Just like many of you, we bathe every day that we can get cleaned up. We need in the Word of God that it may clean our soul and our spirit and our consciences up before God Almighty. David, his absolute confidence, his advised counsel. But now we see David in his advanced corruption. The Bible said in verse 3, the foundations be destroyed. What can the righteous do? That's a great Bible question this morning. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You know, the devil has went strong after the foundations of America. You see, there is the foundation of our flag. This flag that stands to my left this morning stands for the land of the free. There's some of you that has given sweat, tears, and blood for this flag. There are men that have fought for the freedom of this nation. And as this flag represents a sovereignty of freedom, the greatest country that this world has ever known is America. And if you don't like America, get out of America. And I say any man, any woman that would burn this flag, they ought to put them out of this country. For there's forefathers that have stood for this flag that me and you can bed down tonight in freedom. Come to a Bible-believing church. Go to work and provide for our family. Freedom is not free. It's come at a price. Any man, any boy, any woman, any girl that would not stand for the representation of the flag of this country, your morals are bad. The foundation of our flag. This represents the greatest country that's ever existed. And the reason it existed as the greatest country is because of this flag on my right this morning. It is the Christian flag. There's an old bloody cross that the Lord Jesus paid the price of our sin debt that we could be eternally free this morning.
in Bible school tonight. We'll teach our children the importance of the flag. I can remember in the first grade, the first thing we always done, we would stand and we'd say the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. Could you imagine a kid in the 60s or 70s that would not stand and give reverence to the flag? Shame on this generation. This flag stands because of what this flag stands for. That's God that's sitting on His throne high and lifted. And He's worthy of all of our praise this morning. Thank God I know what the Christian flag is this morning. I'll salute it and I'll bow to it. And say, thank you God you thought enough of me to send your Son to get me out of hell. Foundations of our flags. The foundation of our freedom. As I said before, freedom is not free. A lot of folks have paid the price that we may get in an automobile and go and eat where we want to go eat today. A lot of people have paid a price that your children can go to public school. There's been a price that's been paid for our freedom that we're not in bondage this morning. We can gather together as a church and worship Him. A freedom price has been paid that we could have a float in the 4th of July parade saying, thank God all lives matter. Abortion is murder. And I don't give a rip what you think. The Bible said it's murder. Well, some of y'all too chicken to holler amen. We got babies hollering amen. You ever notice that preaching don't tear up young'uns' nerves? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The foundations of our flag, the foundations of our freedom, the foundations of our faith. I come to tell you today, this Bible says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. There's not another way to heaven. It is by God's Son that shed His blood for the sin of mankind. Our faith. Then, when we stand up and take a stand about the sin of our culture, people's highly offended. I've always noticed this. If you rub a cat and his hair stands up, but if you rub it the other direction, it'll lay down. If your hair's standing up this morning, you need to change your direction. The hit dog hollers. Throw a rock in a pack of dogs. I tell you, one hollers, one got hit. The foundations are being destroyed of our flag, of our freedom, of our faith. It's being destroyed of our homes. The Bible teaches that a man is to marry a woman. Then they reproduce and have children and bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Marriage is biblical. We live in a culture that's so offended. I doubt if the men that stormed the beach of Normandy was highly offended. The LGBTQ community, they've got their flag waving high. But I'll guarantee you that rainbow color in the Bible don't stand for that LGBTQ community. I I had to look it up, what it even meant. LGBTQ. It's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, and the Q is questioning. People even question what gender they are. I tell you how to clear up the question. Look how God made you. Confused society. There's preachers that's buckled under the pressure. Don't preach on it. It's in my family. It's in my family. But I'm going to stand against sin. And stand for right. And tell your children what's right. And it don't matter to me, honey, if you come to my car when it's parked out back. You won't be the person's walked up to that suburban window. You listen to me. We are to love people. But we are not to accept the sin. God said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Preachers are crumbling around America. They don't have the backbone or the guts to stand up and say what the Bible said. God, I pray, God, give me wisdom, give me tact in preaching. 30 years ago, I turned the pew over. You think you can't take me now? You ought to have seen it 30 years ago. You listen to me. This has affected our whole families. You know why? Because it's sin. We must teach our children what is wrong and what is right. What used to amaze us now amuses us. What was horrible yesterday is acceptable today. I seen on the news this week, a woman went in the woods, had a baby, put it in a garbage bag and left it by the grace of God. Somebody came by, heard the baby crying. The things that were so horrible in days gone by is acceptable in our society. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. God said He changes not. I want to say this morning before I get gone here. And you hear me real good today. You say, well, Brother Ken, you need to tolerate it. I ain't tolerating. I may have to deal with it, but I ain't going to tolerate it. And you listen, and you listen real good this morning. If we tolerate, we will evaporate. Do you hear me? From a nation to a church to a culture to a home. When you tolerate, you will eventually evaporate. You will no longer consist. Well, they don't love me. No, we don't love the sin. Drinking's still wrong. We want to get on homosexuality. What about shacking up? What about it? What's the Bible say? Well, you better not preach that, Brother Ken. That whole family will leave. I don't want nobody to leave. But I want to tell you this. I ain't compromising to keep you. Marriage takes commitment. Every home needs truth. Every home needs trust. And every home needs to pay their tithes. Somebody say amen. I don't know why some of y'all think you go to the beach and your power bill's paid at home. Somebody pay your power bills when you're gone on vacation, or do you come back home and have to pay it? It ought to get quiet. What about your church power bill? You that want to use the facilities, you won't pay your tithes. What about that? That's pretty bizarre to me. That's pretty bizarre to me. You want to enjoy the air, but you don't want to pay to keep it running.
Me and my wife's going to go vacation 2 weeks. You know what will be the first thing I do when I get back here Sunday morning? Honey, did we pay our tithe last week? No, honey. Then we double up this Sunday. And you know why I double up this Sunday? Because Malachi chapter number 3 and 4 tells me to. He says, if I'll trust Him and bring the tithes to God's house, not only will He pour me out a blessing. You listen to this, friend. He said, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. You'll be surprised, you that pay your tithe, what God has kept you from. But see, some of you want a hireling. You want a little old boy tiptoeing here, kiss your babies, give you a little poem, and let's go home. We checked it off the bucket list. Why don't we get back to Holy Ghost Church and preach in the Word of God? And if more members would stand with a man of God, he'd preach more. We got first-time visitors. They need to know what the Bible says. Because y'all done heard it for 30 years and not a lot of you's done a lot with it. We're truth-hardened. Folks tickle me. They say, Brother Ken, son, he's a preacher. Son, that boy, son, he'll preach the Word of God. We got a great preacher down at Liberty. Well, we come there Sunday, but you wasn't there. Where was you at? Where's so-and-so set? They invited me to church. Oh, they ain't here. They ain't here. Where that? I don't know. Many people miss this church. My phone would melt in a week. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't it amazing? Nobody wants nothing to do with a man of God till you're in trouble. And this is a bad thing, Brother Jay, Brother Mike, by this culture, they don't even want him really in trouble. Leave me alone, preacher. Lord God, is that preacher's white Suburban coming down the driveway? Panic attack. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You little old kids this morning come giving that bucket. Is there not a cause? Well, preacher, I tell you what. If you're going to preach a Bible, I can't take it. Well, I want to remind you something. That says Liberty Baptist Church out yonder when you turned in. The church is supposed to preach the Word of God. And I know a man's got to get in the right spirit and the right gear about it. I don't like mean preaching, but it comes to sometimes a man just got to turn the smokehouse over. You hobnog in the world, lay with them all week, and wonder why God ain't around this place. You ain't prayed, you ain't studied your Bible. And you wonder what's wrong with the church service. I tell you what's wrong with it. You. You want to see a fire going, but you don't want to bring no wood to the fire. And then some of you leave out and say, did you hear that preacher? Did you hear that preacher? Well, was your preacher in the Bible? Don't take it up with the preacher. Take it up with the one that wrote it. I'm just called to deliver it. Brother Tim, you mail, you're a postmaster. Wouldn't it be bizarre? Miss Dawn's here this morning. Miss Dawn, wouldn't this be bizarre? Y'all out on the mail route. And you open up a mailbox. And you stick this paper in. Take that, Miss Brenda. And so they run out there to the mailbox. And you say, take this back. We ain't getting that. Why are you chewing out the mailman? He didn't send it. He's just delivering it. Carroll County mailed me something last week I wish I could send back. I wish
send it back. No, don't put that in my bottom. It ain't coming up in here. Wouldn't that be goofy? I chewed the mailman out. Why you put this in my box? Because it got your address on it, sir. I'm doing my job. Which these socialists is wanting to run you out of. The Bible said if a man don't work, he don't eat. What about that social America? You want to complain why you ain't got something, why somebody else has got something more than you. Well, why don't you do what they done to get what they got? You just jealous. Full of yourself because you ain't never applied Bible teaching in your life. Brother Randy, I'm glad I ain't teaching tonight. But y'all know I'm telling the truth. You know I'm telling the truth. Advanced corruption. Oh, the foundation of our home. Renee, we'll be married 40 years Christmas, honey. Look what God's done. Look what God's done for your homes. Because you applied this. Our flag, our freedom, our faith, our country, our church, our homes, our community. Our community needs Bible preaching churches. They need a light shining. Jesus is the way. He changes life. 40 years ago, I was smoking a bag of weed a week. Didn't even know nothing. Didn't even know how I was going to get the next. God saved me. Rearranged my total life. He can do it. But you've got to trust Him by faith to do it. Lastly, I'm done preaching. If the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? David's absolute confidence. Where's your confidence this morning? David's advised counsel. Be careful. Don't take the wrong counsel. Take Bible counsel. David's advanced corruption, they were tearing away at the foundations of society. Verse 4, David's admired conviction. I love what David did in verse 4. He said, the Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, His eyelids try the children of men. David's admired conviction. He knew the Lord's place. The Lord is in His holy temple. He's not went no place. The Lord's place, the Lord's position. He says He's up on His throne. And the Lord's power. There's nobody stronger than the Lord. Now, I answer my question. I'm done preaching. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I want to say this. I'm done preaching this morning. First of all, we can remain upright. God found Job upright in all of his troubles. So here's the answer to the question. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Are you ready? They can do right. They can do right. I want to do right. I want to preach to you right, love you right, and be the right kind of preacher and pastor to you. I want to be the right kind of husband, the right kind of grandfather. You know what I've been praying the last few months in my study, Brother Jerry? Brother Lee, you know what I've been praying? Brother Landon, you know what I've been praying? God, give me wisdom to pastor in these days. God, give me wisdom in preaching. God, give me wisdom in parenting. God, give me wisdom to be a husband. God, give me wisdom to be a grandparent.
upright. What can the righteous do? They can be upright. Secondly, they can uphold. Uphold the Word of God. This is what we stand on. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We can uplift. You know something? This is what I found myself. I'm real good to see what's wrong, and I have to stay balanced in preaching. A lot of you have not heard me preach this way in several months. You know why? Because I need balance. There needs to be an uplifting. Lift your eyes up to the Lord. Get your eyes off Facebook. Get your eyes off this crazy society. It's been crazy a long time. Now it's just publicized in such a way. It will overwhelm you. Look up. Lift up your eyes. I got to have balance. Everything's not negative. God's good. God's good. What a day to be a Christian in this hour. What a day! God's chosen this day for you, and for you, and for me! And let us be glad in it. God knows where we are. We know if this world would heed to the Word of God, things would get better. But I don't want to be a prophet of doom. I want to bring balance. This Bible says it'll wax worse and worse. Remain upright, uphold, uplift, update. A man of God's got to update his people where we are. And upset. Thank God I tire some folks' nerves up. And I want to say this lastly. Stay upwind. You know, if you're in the hog pen and downwind, it don't take you long to realize you downwind. I want to stay upwind of this whole world so I can't smell it. Keeping my eyes fixed and fastened toward the Lord. Miss Sherry, this is what I want to do. I'm going to do something real unusual this morning. First of all, I want you to stand to your feet. Miss Sherry's going to play, then I'm going to dismiss in a different way this morning. This is what I want you to do. I want you to turn around while Miss